Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 341, Miscommunication in Labor and Delivery. Collaboration and communication form the cornerstone of effective care. Obstetrical nursing exemplifies this principle. The involvement and interaction of OB personnel has a critical impact on the outcome of mother and baby. The outcome is influenced by the degree of interaction and communication between physicians and nurses. OB nursing and team communication are critical. I'm Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. Consider this Michigan case. A high-risk mother in labor was managed by a midwife. The private attending physician collaborated with the defendant midwife. Although the fetal monitoring strips were not reassuring, the physician left the hospital to attend to a patient at the ER of another nearby hospital. When the midwife saw the worsening fetal monitoring strips, she did not call the staff physicians. Despite numerous calls, the defendant private physician did not return to the defendant hospital until after delivery. As a result, the infant was born with significant respiratory depression, sustained hypoxic brain injury, and ultimately was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. The parties reached a $3.5 million settlement. Communication and collaboration are responsibilities of not only the nurses, but also the physicians. The team must mutually update each other on information from the fetal monitor, assessments of the mother, and physiologic and psychosocial parameters that affect the patient or family. End of shift reporting and timely and appropriate telephone calls combine to maintain an environment essential in a setting where a patient's condition changes rapidly and often. Patients in labor and delivery need a highly functional and communicative team. Several studies have shown that the implementation of an integrated medical record, clinical pathways and protocols, and other products of a more collaborative arrangement may improve patient outcomes. Consider unit-based protocols and standing orders. They're frequently used in the labor and delivery unit. These documents serve as a guide for the obstetrical nurse, permitting rapid intervention when signs of fetal distress are present. Protocols and standing orders should be dated and signed by the physician and periodically updated as changes in medical and nursing practice mandate. These documents often reveal what the labor and delivery staff should do when faced with complications. They not only guide the clinical staff, they also guide the expert witnesses and attorneys involved after the fact. As a legal nurse consultant, you can be invaluable in helping the attorney by suggesting which documents to obtain. The labor and delivery nurse is often required to perform critical and frequent assessments of the laboring mother without the direct and immediate supervision of a physician or nurse midwife. These activities must be based on established protocols created by medical and nursing departments of the hospital. The protocols should be reviewed frequently so healthcare professionals can determine if they reflect current medical and nursing standards of care. Unit protocols and procedures serve as evidence to assist with the establishment of the applicable standard of care. The legal responsibility of OB nurses is the same as that of other nurses, i.e., they are responsible for their own conduct, including any negligence or tort. However, the complexity of patient problems their rapidly changing condition, and ongoing technological innovations place a higher demand on the OB nurse. Obstetrical nursing and team communication, whether effective or dysfunctional, profoundly affects care. Obstetrical nursing practice is intertwined with the high risk for patient injury. The signs of fetal distress must be quickly detected and acted upon in labor and delivery suites. Listen to my audio training called When the Dream is Shattered, Legal Risks of Labor and Delivery. Joanna McGrath, an experienced OB nurse educator and expert witness, shares tips about this highly litigated area. You will learn to identify the most common sources of obstetrical nursing malpractice, including fetal distress and shoulder dystocia. And is it enough for the staff nurse to tell the obstetrician there's a problem? In this audio training, we explore issues surrounding the chain of command. Order this training at the show notes for this podcast on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Don't forget to use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount off the training. Let's look at a Georgia case. The plaintiff mother was a poorly controlled diabetic whose pregnancy had an increased risk for fetal complications. On the delay of delivery, there was 3.5 hours of consistent and persistent late decelerations, which were not addressed by the labor and delivery staff. The plaintiff claimed in the lawsuit that the staff should have performed a C-section. Instead, she continued to labor even though there were repeated and worsening fetal heart monitoring abnormalities for another 10 hours. At birth, the infant was profoundly depressed and acidotic. The baby required intensive resuscitation and total body cooling to minimize her hypoxic ischemic event injury. The infant sustained permanent neurological injuries that required ongoing care. Guess what the defense argued? They said there was no hypoxic ischemic event injury. They attributed the baby's condition to an event that took place before labor and delivery and said it was her mother's diabetes. Here's where the medical experts came in. They pointed to the medical records and fetal monitoring tracings, which were abnormal. An MRI of the child's head after birth showed clear evidence of hypoxic ischemic event injury and placed the timing of the injury around the time of birth. This case settled for $1.5 million. I can think of several services an LNC could offer in this case: locating well-qualified experts, creating a timeline of care, summarizing the medical record, preparing questions to ask experts and defendants during deposition, summarizing depositions, performing an analysis of liability, preparing a summary of the damages to the infant, and assisting in a day in the life video. Be sure to listen to Legal Nurse Podcast 340 to discover how technology takes the guesswork out of interpreting fetal monitoring strips. How about one more case? This took place in Florida. The mother had been diagnosed with placenta previa. Let me remind you of what this condition is. In placenta previa, the placenta lies low in the uterus and partially or completely covers the cervix. The placenta may separate from the uterine wall as the cervix begins to dilate during labor. This Florida mother had the most severe form, placenta accreta. Placenta accreta is a serious pregnancy complication that occurs when the placenta grows too deeply into the uterine wall. Typically, the placenta detaches from the uterine wall after childbirth, but with placenta accreta, part or all of the placenta remains attached. This can cause severe blood loss after delivery. The defendant obstetrician failed to prepare for a delivery that involved this condition and mentioned the placenta accreta only once in her medical records. The plaintiff contended a cesarean section should have been scheduled at 34 to 36 weeks. Instead, the defendant obstetrician did not schedule it until the mother was 39 weeks, and he performed it in the middle of the night when no other physicians were available to help in a difficult delivery. The defendant obstetrician who performed the delivery relied on the notes of another doctor who did not note the placenta accreta during his pre-op exam. When the defendant made the incision to perform the C-section, he cut into the attached placenta that caused massive bleeding. He tried to manually extract the placenta and made the condition worse when he should have removed both the uterus and placenta at the same time. The mother died. Eventually, the defendants admitted liability and causation, and the jury returned a $24.5 million verdict. Damages can be enormous in obstetrical cases, and the need for effective and ongoing communication is essential. You can see that miscommunication is a common thread throughout these cases. Join Joanna McGrath and me by listening to the audio training called When the Dream is Shattered, Legal Risks of Labor and Delivery. You'll receive a wealth of information to use in deciphering the issues of a labor and delivery case. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCU.com. And my last website, the LNCAcademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.